From the moment humans discovered fire, they probably also discovered cats. And while fire kept them warm, cats kept them humble. These little fur sorcerers slinked into our homes, curled up on our hearts, and convinced us we were their pets. In ancient Egypt, cats weren't just cute, they were divine. The goddess Bastet, half woman, half cat, was the protector of homes, bringer of joy, and guardian against evil spirits. Hurting a cat back then, that could get you punished by death, which honestly still sounds fair. Egyptians saw cats as living conduits to the spirit world, their unblinking eyes like twin portals to the unseen. They hunted snakes, protected grain from mice, and exuded an elegance that even the pharaohs bowed to. Cats were basically the original influencers. Fast forward to medieval Europe, where cats got a PR crisis. Their night vision, silent paws, and uncanny ability to appear exactly when you're talking about them made them prime candidates for witchcraft rumors. Witches, they said, had familiars, magical animal companions who helped them cast spells. Cats, being naturally mysterious, slid right into the role. Were they spies for the spirit realm, shapeshifted witches themselves, or just hanging around for the free cauldron stew? The jury's still out. Today, cats rule the internet the way they once ruled temples. We can't resist their purr therapy, their I'm ignoring you because I love you energy, and their perfect mix of chaos and grace. Deep down, we know what the Egyptians knew. Cats are more than pets. They are silent teachers of patience, presence, and not giving a damn what anyone thinks. They are the furry embodiment of magic.